Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tomorrow.
Oversight, Navi Law, 432 North Brinkley Street, Syracuse, New York, DWIGuy.com.
This message is brought to you by Axes and Ales, Rochester's newest establishment, combining good friends, good times, and axe throwing. Say what?
Axes and Ales, now open in Rochester's East End.
Stop by and see what all the hype is about.
As a member of the World Axe Throwing League, indoor axe throwing isn't just a unique experience, it's a competitive sport. Indoor axe throwing is trending and expanding internationally, and now you can join in the fun. Open now for axe throwing, food and ales coming soon. Axes and Ales, East Avenue, downtown Rochester.
Axes and Ales, 585.com.
It's the second annual Batavia Bourbon and Whiskey Fest, Saturday, June 8th from 4 till 7 p.m. at Batavia Downs Gaming. Enjoy bourbon tastings of over 25 different products. Two signature cocktails from Black Button Distilling and Four Roses. A shirt and $15 in free play. Discount tickets available now at GetMyPerks.com. Two tickets for just $60. That's 25% off the regular price. Only at Batavia Downs Gaming. The Batavia Bourbon and Whiskey Fest, Saturday, June 8th from 4 to 7 p.m. Only at Batavia Downs Gaming.
Entercom Inside Sales Manager Chris Saluri.
Over the last year, we've been very busy building our inside sales team, and as we grow, we need to hire even more people. Some perks of the job include ticket giveaways, free breakfast or lunch, and visits by up-and-coming recording artists. And as you may have heard, yes, there are puppies. If you have the drive and ambition to talk to business owners and help us set appointments for our sales team nationwide, then we would love to talk to you. We offer competitive compensation and benefits and a potential for advancement. Also, puppies. Apply at Entercom.com today.
Entercom is an equal opportunity employer.
For over 96 years, there's been one company to call to service, repair, or replace your home air conditioning equipment. Betlem Residential Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Betlem Residential at 271-COOL, 271-COOL, or visit Betlem.com today.
Hi, it's David with Ergotron. Work at a desk all day? Then you should be moving throughout the day. Standing and sitting is the key to a feel-good work day. Ergotron's full line of ergonomic sit-to-stand desks are a top choice for Fortune 100 wellness programs. Features and quality to fit how you work. Ergotron is the standard for sit-to-stand desks. Visit ergotron.com/radio to save 10% and free shipping. That's ergotron.com/radio.
Miss the best moments of the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia? Head over to ESPNRochester.com for on-demand audio and subscribe to the Sports Bar on the free-to-download radio.com app. The online home of the sports leader, ESPNRochester.com.
WROCAM WBEHD2 Rochester, a radio.com sports station. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
Jim Kelly's annual golf tournament today in Batavia, creating some news here as Commissioner Roger Goodell in town commenting on the possibility of a new stadium for the Buffalo Bills. Asked about it, the quote, "The reason I'm supportive of a new Bills stadium is because I want them to remain stable and be successful." We'll talk to Josh Reed, WIVB, coming up here shortly in the Sports Bar. It's game four of the Stanley Cup Final tonight in St. Louis. The Bruins looking to go up 3-0. On St. Louis. Red Wings tonight begin a series in Syracuse. Only four games in the major leagues today, just underway. Wrigley, the Cubs, hosting the Cardinals. Sports Center is brought to you by Rochester Perks. Today it's your last chance to get Summer Jam tickets. Summer Jam coming up this Friday night at Frontier Field. For this and other great deals, log on to GetMyPerks.com today. Gene Battaglia, AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
You've heard it right here. The Buffalo Bills will win the AFC East. Let's get it, Buffalo.
That was kind of interesting. I think the Bills have to finish at least a 500 club this year with the tools and the money spent in free agency, the draft, It's going to be interesting to see.
And the stadium. Commissioner Goodell says the new stadium would allow the Bills to remain competitive and stable.
The hype is definitely real.
Now get that new stadium done.
So the most important play you could possibly have at the end of a game is a Hail Mary. And you want people to call that lighter? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Mike Danger.
What are we hearing the latest on these Skinner negotiations with the Sabres?
It's somewhere between 8.5 and 9.5 right now, and they're probably going to find a soft middle to get this thing settled.
Nine times.
Nine.
Gene Battaglia.
So let's talk a little Raptors-Warriors.
The Golden State Warriors come on the road. A huge Game 2 win to even the NBA Finals at 1. Warriors 109, Toronto 104. As the series heads west to Oakland.
How do they reintegrate Durant?
I don't even think they need KD.
They don't.
Oh, they do.
I don't think they do.
I think they do.
Rochester sports leader, 95.7 ESPN.
Welcome back here on the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Glad you're with us this afternoon at AM 950, 95.7 FM. The radio.com app. It is free to download to your device. You can listen to us anywhere, anytime. Brooks and Dunn. Free tickets coming up during last call, just before 6 o'clock. And we've got shots coming up during happy hour as well. A conversation later this hour with Josh Reed, the sports director at WIVB. I want to get to Aldrin to that, Gina, because, well, the Erie County...
Yeah, we've got... Now here comes the counter statement. Yeah.
Erie County County Executive has spoken up. So we're going to follow this story this afternoon on Roger Goodell's statement from earlier, his comments from earlier today at the Jim Kelly Charity Golf Tournament. Shall we get to Aldrin to that?
I am ready.
Takes.
Hey, baby!
Provocative thoughts from around the world of sports.
Takes.
We're gonna be here all day!
Agree or shake your head in disbelief.
We're gonna be here all day, baby!
Raise a glass.
I like that kind of party!
It's time for I'll Drink to That in the Sports Bar.
I like that kind of party!
With Danger and Battaglia in a sports bar.
It's only game two. The series is tied. You can't lose a series in game two. Oh, yes. Yes, you can. Toronto was the better team for the first half last night, but that late run by Golden State, that closed the gap to only 5 points at halftime. And at that time, I thought, wait a second, this should be a double-digit lead. This cannot be good. Golden State's going to show up. Oh, did they ever. 18-0 run. Thank you. Good night. Sure, no Klay Thompson won't be good, perhaps, for Game 3. But Durant probably coming back. Boogie Cousins, by the way, played 27 minutes last night. Looked pretty good. This series going back to Oakland, Danger. And it's over. It's over.
You're saying five?
It's over. Four.
So, yeah, you're saying Golden State in four games?
They just Golden State in four!
Toronto's going to say, you know what, we're just going to give you that game back. That's a good take. Man. I like that take. Golden State in four? I like that take, G.
I'll drink to that.
All right, I mentioned this earlier. Imagine a world where the Pegulas gave up on the NFL and the Bills moved to a city willing to build them a new stadium. The Pegulas would have to liquidate their entire wealth, everything that they've already invested in the city, if that were to happen. Not just the city, the region. They themselves have invested too much into this community and the stadium to up and move the team. They'd become public enemy number one. The billions that they pumped into downtown projects would all be for naught. And all of that is before you even talk about all the other teams that wouldn't see any income, including the Amherst, the Sabres, the Bandits. This is just heat to get the Pegulas, start turning over some stones for enough public money to make a new stadium in downtown Buffalo a reality.
Oh, but Mike Danger, didn't the Pegulas pay $1 billion for the franchise and then say 5, 6, 7 years from now in a world where we all bet franchises are worth more? Couldn't they make $2 to $3 billion? Couldn't they recoup all their money by just selling the team? Sure, but you're absolutely right. They can't. The idea that the Pegulas could hold on to the Sabres and make that the crown jewel of downtown, that's not going to work. You might as well sell them both.
I'll drink to that.
Calvin Johnson, a.k.a. Megatron, won't be going back to Detroit anytime soon. You see, he retired in 2016, and when he did, well, the Lions, by their right, took back $1 million of his signing bonus. Johnson telling the Detroit Free Press the only way the Lions can mend the damaged relationship is to give me his money back. Calvin... Calvin, yeah, it's funny, right? You know why the Lions took the money back? Because they can. You signed the contract. You retired ahead of time. I can't imagine this playing well right now in blue-collar Detroit. Calvin, people like you, but you're no Barry Sanders. I'm sorry.
That is a gangster move by Calvin Johnson. Yeah, I know I didn't fulfill the terms of my contract, but you owe me $1 million anyway.
And I'll show up for whatever game you can retire my number.
Come on. He's not serious, right? How little self-awareness do you have?
I'll drink to that.
Now, I know that when this was debuting, that it was, there were a lot of people that were critical of it. It might not be for everyone. I'm talking about Skycam during NFL games. I love it. I love the Skycam. I think the point of view, it gives you a better opportunity as a fan to see what the players see. And bottom line, with Skycam, we become smarter football fans because of it. So I'm encouraged to hear that NBC will add a second Skycam to their Sunday night broadcast. The first trial run will be week 2 of the preseason. Now, if they'd only attach Collinsworth to that Skycam, preferably with a rocket on his back pointing towards the moon.
I want a Beckham cam or something, right? Can we have that on a wide receiver or just a player? I mean, you could just put a camera in the helmet, right? That's not going to damage anything.
I don't think you want to mess with the helmet, Gene. I don't know if you've heard, the NFL has a little bit of a helmet and concussion thing that they're working on.
I'll drink to that.
The NFL Network has a new feature this fall called A Football Life. It's going to be on Bruce Smith. Bruce, the Bills Hall of Famer. This is according to Ryan Talbot of the NewYorkUpstate.com website. Smith was great on the field, but from the Bills of that era, he was the one off of the field that raised eyebrows and had storylines. Now, is this documentary going to dive into why Bruce Smith got a 4-game suspension? Anybody remember that? Is it going to dive into the story that Ralph Wilson actually hired a private investigator to follow Smith, allegedly? Is it going to talk about that Smith was asleep at the wheel, claiming sleep apnea? I would hope the documentary shed some light on the good and the bad of Bruce. That's part of the story, too, but trust me, I'm not holding my breath because, after all, it's produced by the NFL, and I'm sure this is going to be sanitized.
Yeah, as long as there's a happy ending. You know, if the happy ending is there, then I think it's okay. You could go down some dark passages as long as there's a happy ending and all's well that ends well. That, you know, then the NFL will be greenlit and ready to go.
I'll drink to that.
All right, so here's my non-sports take today. It's for my fellow dog lovers. Love my boy Walter. But don't be my dog is my best friend person. I've seen the bumper sticker. You know people that are like this. Your dog is essentially a slave. It doesn't have a choice about whether to love you. Your real friends have this thing called free will. Dogs only love you because you provide for them. Let's not lose touch with reality. I really hope that I am never that desperate for affection, Gene.
When the girls are out of the house and your wife is ignoring you 25 years from now, and
never.
Walter 3 will be, you'll
never
be on to that point.
He's not going to be my best.
Yes. You're going to have a totally different take by that point.
My dog is my best friend. Yeah. No, I don't think so, Gene.
I'll drink to that.
The ESPYs. Okay, I'm going to commit ESPN crime here. Ready? The ESPYs are trash. Okay. They are. Self-promotion, everything we don't like about Hollywood rolled into sports. I'm not telling you anything I already know. Oh, today they announced that who's going to host it this year? Tracy Morgan. Damn it, I'm going to watch because of Tracy Morgan.
Nope.
Not funny, Tracy Morgan?
No, I'm not interested. I think Tracy Morgan's funny. I'm just not interested in watching the ESPYs. Isn't it crazy? I love sports. Zero interest in the ESPYs. Does that make me a bad sports fan?
No. You should have zero interest. It always comes on, I think, the Wednesday night after the All-Star game.
There's nothing going on.
Nothing going on. Everybody should be on the beach that week.
It exists. It's a made-for-TV event that exists to generate revenue on a day where there is nothing on the sports calendar. Brilliant if you're ESPN. Not for me. Not interested. Hey, Tracy Morgan, great. Nah.
Yeah, it's on network TV, too. So, you know, whatever jokes he tells are going to have to be go by the
All right. Can we get into this statement from Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz?
Yeah. So, to kind of recap, if you're just tuning in. So, today, Jim Kelly had his annual golf tournament. It's nothing new that at this golf tournament, you have many dignitaries show up. And this year, Roger Goodell was there. And there were people, reporters out there, both from Rochester and from Syracuse, that were asking questions. And I believe it was Josh Reed, who we're going to have on here momentarily, that asked about the new stadium. Mark Poloncarz he's kind of the de facto point guy here, right? Because the state, we didn't know that the governor was going to get reelected until last November, right? So all along, it's been Poloncarz kind of the constant here in this negotiation. So Poland Cars issues a statement, and the highlight to me of this is says Commissioner Goodell's comments are the same thing he said for years now. It should be noted, Commissioner is beholden to a group of 32 very wealthy team owners, including those with teams in many larger markets with very different stadium situations in their community than the Bills have here in Buffalo. His interest not lies with our community, but with owners that employ him and the highest level of profit he can deliver for them.
Yep.
Did you write this? That's me asking Danger that. No. Okay, back to the con. Many of these owners have placed heavy demands on their fan base and community as well, demands that could not be met in our smaller market.
Yep.
However, members of Bills Nation, I'm sure he wrote Mafia and somebody said, no, we should say Bills Nation, will at least be relieved to hear that Commissioner Gell wants the Bills to be successful and competitive here in Buffalo. And it kind of just goes on that the Bills, they continue to have talks between Buffalo, Erie County, and they're committed to keeping the team here in Western New York.
I do want to point out what he ends his statement with. As with any negotiation, all options are on the table, including additional renovations or a retrofit of the current facility, and I look forward to representing Erie County when those negotiations commence. This guy's agenda is no new stadium, retrofit, or, you know, come up with the enhancements that you need to be an NFL-quality stadium, to be one of the better stadiums in the NFL without building a new stadium.
Yes, and I think that's something maybe the price tag, because you wouldn't have to buy steel and whatnot, or at least not as much. You could do that, because if you walk through the bowels of New Era Field, that's not comparable to, say, a Kansas City or Green Bay, because now those are enclosed. Those are concourses. It's like a little mini mall you're walking around. Buffalo, when it's December, no, you're not indoors. You're sloshing through in yuck. You know,
yeah,
it's
I know that Bills fans love the stadium. They're attached to it. It's hard to imagine a better football experience. Let me be the first of many to tell you, there's a better football experience out there in terms of in-stadium and in-game experience than what you've experienced in Buffalo. You're selling the experience short. Go to other stadiums, go to other markets. Certainly Buffalo is a unique situation, a unique experience on game day. That experience can be enhanced with a new stadium or a enhanced stadium. And you have two different agendas at play here. Goodell's I want a new stadium agenda, and the Erie County executives, let's just retrofit or renovate New Era Field.
I can't imagine when that study comes out, produced by the Pegulas, produced by the Buffalo Bills themselves, okay? This is not some independent study that's going to drop. And again, I predict it's going to drop before training camp. I don't have any source on that, but if you just go logically, they're not going to want to create a distraction. They're going to want to continue the agenda here. You're going to hear the spin that most fans want a new stadium and they want it downtown.
That's the spin, right? Even if the study doesn't really show that, the great thing about a research study is you can manipulate it to say whatever you want it to say.
Of course, because if you're the Bills fan that goes once or twice a year, did you get that? No, of course you didn't. It was only the top people. It was the season ticket holders who got this study. And season ticket holders have, well, not the money, but they have more money than the person that goes just once or twice a year that likes the tailgate. The person that goes once or twice to tailgate didn't get that questionnaire to fill out. Boy, I can't wait to get Josh Reed on.
Yeah.
Get his opinion on everything.
Well, we got a nice little tug of war between the Erie County executive and Roger Goodell. And, you know, again, if you're somebody who says, well, look, he's just beating the same drum that he's been beating for years. He says the same thing every couple of years. Yeah, but everything he's saying is fueled by an agenda, including comments he made to Josh Reed earlier about shortening the preseason. Now, surely the NFL wouldn't agree to two less games worth of revenue, right?
Yeah.
Well, you shorten the preseason to two games. What are those extra two games going to... Oh, this is moving towards an 18-game season. Again, everything through the filter of $25 billion by 2027. That's all this man is focused on. Everything he says, everything he does, moves in that direction. And if it stands in his way, then it will be removed. Josh Reed was up close and personal with the commish earlier today. It's good that we have him on. Can't wait.
Yeah, we'll get the context a little bit more, and I'm curious to get Josh's opinion on the story today. More Bill Stadium talk coming up next.
Sports director at WIVB-TV in Buffalo, Josh Reed, next in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
This is the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors storm into their fifth straight finals, fresh off a sweep of Portland.
Here come the Warriors. Curry behind the triple. Shoots and scores.
They'll face Kawhi and the Toronto Raptors.
Kawhi Leonard, he drives in the lane, flies high, and hammers it home with a right hand.
This is your home for the NBA Finals. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
My name is Kevin Leary. I work at Westside Medical Supply and specialize in accessibility. At Westside Medical Supply, we come into the home, evaluate for safety. We can provide a ramp on the outside or a vertical platform lift to get you safely in and out of the house. And then inside the house, whether it be a basement or a second level, we provide a stair lift that would get you up and down. My number one priority is keeping family in the home that they've loved for 40 plus years.
For more information on Westside or Eastside Medical Supply, visit WMSupply.com.
With your trade worth a minimum of $4,500, it's a salute with savings at Marina. You heard it correctly. When you purchase any new 2018 Marina Mitsubishi, your trade is worth a minimum of $4,500. Or get a low, low payment on a brand new 2019 Mitsubishi Mirage of only $149 a month. That's $149 a month. An offer like this can only be made by Marina. For details, call 1-866-202-9539. Come to Marina Mitsubishi in Webster or see us online at marinamitsubishi.com. With your trade worth a minimum of $4,500, it's a salute with savings at Marina. You heard it correctly. When you purchase any new 2018 Marina Mitsubishi, your trade is worth a minimum of $4,500. Or get a low, low payment on a brand new 2019 Mitsubishi Mirage of only $149 a month. That's $149 a month. An offer like this can only be made by Marina. For details, call 1-866-202-9539. Come to Marina Mitsubishi in Webster or see us online at marinamitsubishi.com.
Bathtub Billy's Bar and Grill now serves delicious wood-fired pizza. Build your own, choose your sauce. They make it exactly how you'd like. Saturdays, get a large wood-fired pizza with four toppings for just $10. You want pizza? Get to the tub. Bathtub Billy, 630 Westridge Road. Beat the summer heat and save with Betlem Residential Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Betlem Residential today and schedule a 12-point air conditioning system cleaning and inspection. A highly trained Betlem technician will thoroughly clean, tune, and inspect your AC system to ensure peak efficiency. If you're ready for a new home comfort system with manufacturer rebates and energy credits, you can save up to $2,435. Call Betlem Residential at 271-COOL or visit Betlem.com today.
Four! That's how many times Eagle Vale Golf Course has been voted Rochester's best. Whether it's for golf, dining, business, or pleasure, Eagle Vale is for you. Visit them today at EagleVale.com or call 377-5200.
Entercom Inside Sales Manager Chris Saluri.
Over the last year, we've been very busy building our inside sales team, and as we grow, we need to hire even more people. Some perks of the job include ticket giveaways, free breakfast or lunch, and visits by up-and-coming recording artists. And as you may have heard, yes, there are puppies. If you have the drive and ambition to talk to business owners and help us set appointments for our sales team nationwide, then we would love to talk to you. We offer competitive compensation and benefits and a potential for advancement. Also, puppies. Apply at Entercom.com today.
Entercom is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, drivers. We all know the rules of the road when it comes to bicycles, don't we? Maybe not. In 2017, drivers injured or killed 157 people biking on Rochester roadways. Turns out, even the best drivers aren't sure how to treat bikes in traffic. You can start by leaving at least 3 feet between your car and a bike. Then visit drivetobebetter.com to take our quiz and learn more.
This message brought to you by CauseWave Community Partners and this station.
Miss the best moments of the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia? Head over to ESPNRochester.com for on-demand audio and subscribe to the Sports Bar on the free-to-download radio.com app. The online home of the sports leader, ESPNRochester.com.
The radio.com app is the best way to listen to ESPN Rochester. Golic and Wingo mornings, Murph and Tasker with One Bills live from noon to three, and the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia afternoons. Download the radio.com app for free now. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
Jim Kelly's annual golf tournament today in Batavia, creating some news. Commissioner Roger Goodell on hand, and Goodell commenting on the possibility of a new stadium for the Buffalo Bills. Quote, "The reason I'm supportive of a new Bills stadium is because I want them, the Bills, to remain stable and be successful." We'll talk to Josh Reed, sports director, WIVB, coming up next year in the Sports Bar. Tonight's game four of the Stanley Cup Final in St. Louis is the Bruins looking to go up 3-1 on the Blues. Rochester Red Wings tonight play in Syracuse. Only four games in the major leagues today, just underway. The Cubs hosting the Angels. No score in the first. Major League Baseball draft is tonight. The Baltimore Orioles with the number one overall pick. Sports Center is brought to you by Champs ECU Mall, where tonight it is trivia night. Put your sports knowledge to the test and come on out tonight. We'll start at 8 o'clock. Champs ECU Mall. Gene Battaglia, AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
The best local sports talk in the Flower City. One Bills Live and the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Weekday afternoons on the Sports Leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, we're back in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, glad you're with us. Thanks for listening at AM 950 and 95.7 FM and the radio.com app. Free to download. You can take us with you everywhere you go. He was there at the Jim Kelly Charity Golf Tournament, where Commissioner Roger Goodell was as well. Josh Reed, Sports Director, WIVB, our guest in the Sports Bar. Josh, good with his time. Appreciate you joining us again, Josh.
No problem, guys. How's everything going?
Josh, you are the newsmaker here, getting right in the middle of it. Let's start with the new stadium talk with Roger Goodell in town today. What, if in any way, what Goodell said today, is that any different than what he said in the past, Josh?
No, I don't think so. I think it just reinforces it. You know, I think it's a statement on where the league is. They want to see NFL teams continue to improve the quality of stadiums around the league. Like, I heard something amazing earlier today, and somebody said, you know, it's almost as if the league is looking at all the stadiums as one big community, and they're afraid that the Bills have the one house on the street
that's
bringing
right.
down all of the prices of the rest of the houses in the community.
Yep,
that's kind of the way they're looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the analogy we've been saying for a while. I mean, it's remarkable that you every neighborhood has that one house that they don't keep up with their landscaping, or the paint is chipping, or their house is discolored, whatever it might be. You don't want to be the house that people think that you're cooking meth in the basement. I'm worried that that's what New Era Field may be viewed as by some NFL owners.
Yeah, let's face it. I've had a chance to go around now, and I've seen, you know, the Falcons' new stadium, and I've seen the Vikings' new stadium. This year we're going to get a chance to see the Cowboys' stadium, which is still very new, not as new as the other two, but they're beautiful facilities. I mean, they're remarkable, and I know that one of the things that was brought up was, you know, what's the challenge that comes along with this being a smaller market, you know, and he admitted that there are some challenges that do come along with it, but he also said, look, we've made it work in every other market size. We can make this work. So, you know, but going back to what you initially said, I don't think that he said anything new, but it just kind of, as soon as the new stadium gets brought up, it's such a divisive topic that, boom, it just lights everyone on fire and everybody starts, you know, jumping to the exact side of the issue that they're on, and it becomes a talker immediately.
Josh, explain to folks, though, if Roger Goodell, like, oh, well, these are just off the cuff. No, I mean, he could have just easily said today, hey, guys, I'm here to support Jim Kelly today and this great cause. We'll catch up some other time. So what he said today, although maybe off the cuff or informal, this is all pretty scripted, correct?
Yeah, look, he didn't even have to speak to the media today. He could have easily have said, hey, you know, like you said, here for Jim, here to support Jim, and been on his way. We didn't know. We showed up at Jim Kelly's golf outing today thinking that we were going to talk to Jim and catch up on his health and, you know, have him talk about the outing again and have him talk a little bit about Josh Allen. And we were going to be on our way, a light lift. And then all of a sudden, 20 minutes after we pulled in, we're told, hey, Commissioner Goodell is actually going to speak to reporters. And it's calculated. Roger Goodell's a smart man. He knows that the crowd that he's going to be speaking to is going to want to hear information on the new stadium or the potential of a new stadium. So, of course, he knew that he had a group of cameras that were ready to hit record and he went with it. He had an opportunity, and, you know, he seized it.
And, Josh, in the other side of the aisle, and this is so political to me, but on the other side of the aisle, you have the Erie County Executive. You can see the two agendas at play here. You have one agenda where it's the NFL. We want a new stadium. We want a new shiny toy. We need to get to $25 billion by 2027. That's the goal we've set for ourselves. And you have the Erie County Executive saying, you know what, we could retrofit, we could renovate, we could live in this stadium a little bit longer and be just fine. What are your thoughts on what was said in a statement just a few minutes ago by the Erie County Executive?
Yeah, you know what, I actually was working on a story for the Five, so I'm not going to pretend that I've seen it quite yet, but something I'll definitely go back and read. But just in piecing together what you just said, it's not surprising. I mean, everyone has their own agenda in this battle. No matter if you're for it, against it, if you're for moving it downtown or keeping it in Orchard Park or renovating it, like there's not, it's not a clean two-sided issue. There are all kinds of different things that go into this equation, but it's really interesting how many moving pieces there are politically, you know, when you add that into everything. And I thought it was interesting that United Chance to ask Jim, hey, what do you think about it, Jim? This was right after Roger had talked to everyone, and Jim said, look, as far as I'm concerned, they should keep it out in Orchard Park. And he said, I don't think there's a pressing need for a new stadium right now, but eventually, sure. He said, you know what, build it in the lot at ECC, and then knock it down when it's done, and then make the parking lot where the old stadium is. You know, just do it that way. And I mean, I know a lot of people have thought that that's the way to do it as well, but yeah, there's a lot of moving pieces for sure. It's going to be an interesting next couple of years.
Well, it's funny because I think what Jim says echoes a lot of people. Like they're happy with the way things are now. What do we need this for? And another one of those moving pieces. That's what PSC might be thinking. Josh, at some point we're going to hear about these results of that survey that the Pegulas did. I mean, when do you think that comes out? How do you think that's going to look when it comes out? I mean, that should be, hey, this is the study and this is what we want. Could that be perhaps before training camp, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, it will be. I don't know the timeline on when it'll be released, but I can tell you from someone who told me that was knows, that really, really is connected and knows, and I really trust them, they told me is that survey wasn't just, you know, just to put it out there and act, you know, if you will. The Pegulas really want to know what the fans want. This isn't lip service. This is, they want to really gauge what the fan base wants, and it's very important to them. I know that for sure. This isn't we're going to get the results and we'll just make them what we want them to be. They want to know what the fans want.
That's fair, Josh. But ultimately, if you're getting pressure from 31 other billionaires who want you to keep up, you can skew them and manipulate a survey to basically spit out whatever data you want it to spit out.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I thought was really, really, and I don't know if it was a toss-away line at the end of a soundbite or what, but one combination of words that really stuck with me as Roger was speaking was he said, I want them to continue to be competitive here in Buffalo. That here in Buffalo is kind of, well, where else would they be competitive in? I mean, is that lending me a chance to go, well, what does that mean? I mean, because I did immediately when I, competitive here in Buffalo. Well, I mean, where else would they be? I mean, that just kind of opens a door that immediately plays on the insecurities of everyone here. Everyone.
Well, and Josh, not to even feed into that insecurity even more, but, you know, Gina and I were talking last week, like, with the NBA Finals just being north of the border and the newfound national love affair with the city of Toronto, one of the, by the way, wealthiest cities in the world. Well, yeah, I think that the timing of his comments are calculated and they just don't sit well with me.
I was riding back from Batavia, and I believe you put that on Twitter.
Yeah.
And immediately I went, oh, I wasn't the only one that kind of thought that, you know, had that thought that, you know, everybody knows the threat that Toronto brings, you know, and be just like you said, the amount of money that's in Toronto, and you see how they've embraced the Raptors. I mean, it is incredible. man, but to go down that rabbit hole, I want to enjoy summer at some point.
Yeah, let's. Other topics today. Are you surprised that Goodell went, I think it was you who asked the question, the 18-game regular season? Could that really happen, Josh?
Yeah, I do think it's a possibility. Once again, I think, you know, the CBA is up in a couple of years, and I think that's something that they're going to really address. I think in a couple of years when they sit down and they redo this collective bargaining agreement, the game, we might see a lot of changes. You know, he was pretty adamant about wanting to trim down the preseason games, you know, saying that, look, our fans deserve the best product that they're paying for, and that's not being delivered in the preseason game. You know, and he talked about the potential of, you know, adding regular season games. Well, we all know this, that they're going to add regular season games. The players are going to want a couple more paychecks every week, because right now they get a paycheck every week. Well, if they're going to have, you know, two extra games, they're going to want two extra paychecks. They're not playing those for free. But he's definitely is open to that idea of, you know, adding extra games and eliminating some of the preseason games. Now, how they get there and how they get the math done for that remains to be seen. And I think we still have a couple years between now, like I said, and when the CBA comes up and they sit down and start negotiating.
Well, they are having the conversations now, and you could see him at work kind of paving the way for what would be more revenue for the league with an 18-game regular season. And you can give up a few concessions that in the big scheme of things probably aren't that important. Yeah, marijuana use, it's fine. Go ahead. Smoke up as much as you want. We'll turn a blind eye. But I'm more curious as to what an 18-game schedule means for an NFL roster. I mean, you know, you have 53 now. You're going to have to expand it. You've got, you know, everything that you've been saying about player safety, go ahead and throw that out the window unless you're calculated with how you roll something like that out to, you know, a group of players that already are suspicious of your dealings.
Yeah, the advantage, though, for the NFL Players Association would be if you add games, you more than likely would add roster spots, and that means more jobs, which, if you're the NFL Players Association, that's what you want. You want more jobs. You want more players employed. And it's, you know, it's great. You know, I don't know if you add, you know, 5 to 10 players per roster. I don't know what that number would look like. But on their side of things, you know, that's the advantage of having extra games, extra roster spots, more money because there's more games. And let's, we all know this. If you want the answer to any question, you follow the dollar bill,
right,
and you're going to find it. I mean, that's just the way it all breaks down.
Josh, I know you've got the 5 o'clock you got to prepare for here, but we'd be silly if we didn't ask you about Jeff Skinner. I thought this was supposed to be done Thursday or Friday. What's your read on this?
Oh, man. it never ends. I mean, every time, you know, you start to think that, okay, Skinner's going to be locked up. It's coming. I mean, I mean, we've gotten to the point now where we'll start to write web articles that are ready to publish as soon as it's announced. Like, we're ready. And then it's like, all right, well, put it back, put it away again, put it away for another day, and you just wait, and you wait, and you anticipate, and you just hope that this thing finally gets done. I hear what everyone else reads and hears, you know, that the money, the difference continues to shrink. You hope that that's the case because, you know, to me, you look at Jeff Skinner, and I see a guy that, you know, you definitely can build around. I mean, you know, along with Jack and Rasmus Dahlin, and you hope that Casey Mittelstadt eventually comes around and plays up to his potential. But you're starting to see, you know, some of these building blocks. And I think you lose Jeff Skinner, you take a step backwards in that department.
Josh, what have your initial reaction? What's your initial reaction to Ralph Krueger? How's he been?
Well, I mean, we haven't seen him. So that's a good question. I mean, you know, we had a chance to hear from Botterill, you know, and that was great. And everything was fine with that. But, you know, you keep hearing that, hey, this is a guy who is an outside-of-the-box guy. So, you know, hey, they've been inside the box plenty now and haven't found a way to get it right. So maybe outside the box is the way to go. So, I mean, look, Sean McDermott, I think that while not 100% of the fan base is bought in on, right, which – and I don't think there's a head coach ever anywhere that has that. You know, Sean was kind of looked at as an outside-of-the-box hire when he was hired as the head coach. Seems to have worked out pretty well, at least you know, through a couple of years. But yeah, we'll see. Ralph Krueger, I mean, he brings a whole different dynamic with him. I mean, he's not the prototype retread. I know that he's been, less than a year, but as a head coach, but I mean, it's not the retread guy, it's a guy who has a soccer background now, so we'll have to wait and see how that all plays out.
You can follow him on Twitter at @4, Josh Reed, WIVB sports director. Josh, great stuff today. One of those fun days where you go out to cover one story and, you get a lot more than you bargained for, I guess, today.
Yeah, a lot more and a lot different than we thought we were going to get, for sure.
Enjoy the rest of your night, Josh. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Josh Reed, sports director of WIVB-TV in Buffalo, our guest in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
How great is that? He was driving back and he sees your tweet about Toronto.
Yeah.
Said, here we go.
Well, and look what Josh said, an analogy that we've used here before, right? Like,
yeah, the house analogy.
You don't want to be the house in the neighborhood that has shingles that are faded or falling off, and your lawn is loaded with dandelions, looks like it hasn't been mowed in 3 months, right? You don't want to be that house. And if you're the NFL and you're 31 other teams with billionaires and you're looking at the Bills like, yeah, nice stadium you got there, guys. You going to do something about that? You don't want to be the house that people suspect the meth is being cooked in. That's the house you don't want to be.
It's funny. That's the outside view, but he's right. What Jim Kelly says, other people say, what do we need a downtown stadium for? It is a divisive topic. That's why people, as pretty, I want to say, that it wasn't threatening at all what Roger Goodell said today at all. You just were reading things into it, and people get all nervous here, and we start projecting, and we know the numbers, and we know what's happening elsewhere. We have the conversation, and this is gonna come up every so often. And if you're just tuning in, the reason why we're talking about this, well, the Erie County DA has put out county executive, not yep. DA, county executive put out a statement responding to Roger Goodell's comment in the past half hour.
Yeah, it's too. Political forces jockeying for their own position. One wants renovations, one wants a new stadium. And the Pegulas are going to have an interesting decision to make when they review the results of their study.
It's funny, like Josh was adamant about his source saying they're going to take that seriously.
I believe that. I think you go into it with every intention of using the results of that study and applying it in a way that makes sense for you to make more money. So I believe that. You need that. You need to be able to say that to the NFL. You need to be able to say, look, an overwhelming majority of our fans don't want a stadium in downtown Buffalo. They're nervous about what their game day experience becomes with a new stadium in downtown Buffalo. And listen, we have no reason to lie. We would love a downtown stadium in Buffalo. Look at all of the investment we've made in downtown Buffalo. Yet, the results are in. And they want to keep the stadium in Orchard Park. So let's do the right thing. By our fans, by our community. That's the decision they have to make. Because they could
That's funny. They're not going to say that.
Well, that's my thing.
They should if that's the result. I'm telling you, if all things are equal, you're not going to go, you're going to see that spin.
You can manipulate data any way you want to manipulate it when you get a study that size. And if they want to say that the plan is to move forward with a downtown stadium, and they will be able to find nuggets in that study that support why they believe that. And it will be done. Whether or not you're paying for it is the question then. How much will you be paying for it, if anything at all? And that's where I think most fans would be like, you're a billionaire. Pay for it yourself. We're not, what has it done for any community? But that's the NFL's template. They've done it for years. They continue to do it. Gangsters. They're just a bunch of gangsters. All right, let's get to NFL appetizers. There's a handful of stories to follow up here from around the NFL. We've spent plenty of time talking about Roger Goodell and his comments made earlier today at Jim Kelly's charity golf tournament.
Did Gerald McCoy land anywhere yet?
I don't think so.
No, we'll go into where the latest stop is.
And the latest on the Jets GM search as well. We've got some interviews to keep you updated about. NFL appetizers on the way next. It's brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com. We go around the NFL and serve today's top stories in bite-sized form with NFL appetizers next in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.